Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle. Hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon is busy doing weird butt stuff with realtors, but we got Siege. Nice. He's the official AI for Latina, goth, and all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except maybe a Spamasubi. He's a birthday cake in a fireworks factory. It's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, but I remember hearing it.
Someone said that about last week's episode about you, and then you told me that in the chat, and I was like, well, I'm updating the sheet immediately, so let's go.
Oh, my God. The amazing messages that we have gotten about last week's episode is...
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Helping us behind the... Wait, no. How was I supposed to do it now?
Let's
do another
Ni hola, wanchang, howdy, che lo ma, can I pet your cat?
And then there's Gravy. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong or perhaps even what we get right. You can tell a friend. You could write a review or just hop online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. It's our link tree. It has all the different ways you can contact everyone but Gravy. Siege.
Oh my goodness, the amount of stuff that we got. I don't even know where to start on some of these.
Okay, so anyone who didn't listen to the last episode, sometimes, you know, you just miss an episode or whatever it is. I cannot stress enough, as the person who suffered the most from last episode, that you go back and listen to it, because it is going to be, what do you call it when there's like a critical episode versus just kind of like a, you know, just a filler episode. What do you call that? Like, it's like a
critical episode.
Yeah. It's a critical episode for like the future of the storyline of this podcast. So, yeah,
I must see TV.
It's more than like
a seminal episode.
That's a choice of words.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it's just like, you know, like you got it. There's like there's the tent pole episodes, like if you're watching the Marvel movies, you got to see the Avengers films, and there's a few others that you have to see, and then you can miss some and it's okay. Like, you don't have to see Ant-Man in order to watch the Avengers, but it's good if you do. This is an Avengers. It really was an Avengers Assemble moment, because Siege, after
or Endgame,
as a or in, like
Civil War.
What happened was, after a funny social media post that we did about rate Greg as a person or lover, sexual partner, one of my previous lovers / sexual partners reached out, and then Siege dropped the bomb on us all by having her join us mid-show. It was 10 straight minutes of me going, Jesus Christ. Followed by decent, I told someone, shout out to someone.
Sup, someone.
I was like, I'm proud of myself for handling it as much like as much of an adult as I could. And they agreed, yes, you did. Despite being like, that was a brutal episode. Many of my friends are very mad at Siege. So
of
it's
course.
For having done that.
Why haven't they reached out to me? I'm right here.
Yeah, that's true. You are not. Yeah, nerdtalkplus.com if you need to reach out and get mad at Siege. He's inviting
reach
you.
Reach out at Siege. Yeah.
Anyway.
Hit me directly. I don't care.
So, but I mean, like your info is at nerdtalkplus.com if you need to find Siege or any of the links to our wonderful podcast and the people on it, Butt Gravy. So anyway, Siege, you are the one that handles most of our communications for the podcast. And it was, would you say it was a top 10 episode in terms of people being upset or top five or
well,
where would you put it?
Considering we only released it a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we're already recording another one and the amount of stuff that we've gotten, like we've still got stuff rolling in and it's just been
great.
Yeah. I mean, should I do the stuff from before that? Like there's a couple of them. One of them from somebody who's mad at me.
Great. Let's hear it.
So, this is before she knew that she was going to be mad at me. It was Leslie in Seattle.
Oh, yes. She's very mad at you.
Oh man. I wish maybe we should get her to come on the show.
Absolutely.
In the middle of the show and yell at me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would love that.
Okay.
So anyway, I was telling her that something dangerous is coming and I wasn't going to tell her what.
Mm.
And she said, if it's not butthole waxing, I'm going to be mad. And I was like, wait a second. We're recording tonight. Maybe I should bring that up. And I was just about to when this certain thing happened on the last episode.
Yeah, when Maria joined us. It was a whole thing.
And I asked her if it was hers or mine we were talking about. She said, anyone's, mostly. How much would it cost to get waxed in public? Greg dodged a question, then I posited.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she was at the White Center Pride event, and there was a dude. It was basically like
Wait,
if someone
White Pride event?
White Center.
Oh.
Pride event. Okay. Not okay. Close, but and there was a dude who appeared to be having his butthole waxed in public.
Oh, nice.
During Pride. And so she sent me a picture of that and was like, how much to get you to do this? And I was like, I don't know how I dodged
it.
Sure,
I can't
remember.
Waxed or just honeyed up?
Pretty sure I just said no. Like, and then like you, she was like, that's not a no. Like,
yes!
It's literally a no.
See, she's mad at me for being the same person. I don't get it.
There's only you guys are the Highlanders of making me uncomfortable. There can be only one.
Thing.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Let me see. There was one from the previous episodes. Speaking of people we've dated in 2023, I got a message from somebody who I haven't heard from in over a year.
Mm.
And she said, after hearing the story about the girl who swallowed the AirPod, it reminded me of when I tried to order that butt plug with a speaker so I could feel your voice in my ass every night. Oh, I miss her.
I'm going to be honest. She sounds perfect for you.
Like, I mean, she kind of was.
Yeah.
And then she got grippy socks and I helped her escape. And that was, yeah.
Great.
Now she's in a different state on the run.
Thanks for listening, dummy.
Yeah, I'm glad she's still listening. That blows me away now that I think about it. Let's see. What else we got here? Some people are just like, oh, you're a terrible human. Somebody called me a terrorist, which,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, obviously. Trying to find all the notes on this stuff.
You know, we didn't talk about it really, Siege. How did it go? Like, how did you organize... Like, let's just talk about kind of the fallout from last episode.
Okay.
Like, first of all, how dare you? We've since talked about it, so it's like not as authentic or whatever. But yeah, secondly, how did it come to be? Because like yes, we opened the door by posting that. And yes, she commented on it and we bit. Okay, great. But like, where did it go from there? Because there was only like, one very brief public communication.
Oh, I immediately after I showed you that, I jumped into her DMs again.
Of course.
And was just like, hey, Maria, how would you like to terrorize Greg? I think actually I said on the post publicly, I said, you should come on the show.
Of course.
And
which and we all said, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, everyone was like, ha 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 ha. And Greg was like, ha ha ha, ha no, please.
I mean, there's no way that was actually going to happen. I was talking to someone about it today, and they were like, well, you kind of knew it was going to happen. I was like, no, I mean, like, we laughed about it. But, like, I didn't, I wasn't ready for 10 minutes into a podcast for just that to happen or whatever.
Yeah, that was like, so great. Once we started talking about it too, I was just like, you know, and I don't want you to join right at the beginning. I need you to wait.
Did you text her when to join?
Oh yeah, I was.
You're like, now's man, good. He's bringing it up. And they're like,
listen,
wham!
Man, we jumped onto Riverside earlier in the week to test audio setups. I mean, we had everything ready to go. So I was just like, all you have to do is click this link at this time.
Yeah.
And then of course, as we're all running late, I said, hold up, Brandon's running 10 minutes late. It's going to be about this time. Here, just wait and I'll send you the message.
Wow. That's great.
Yep.
Okay. She made it sound like you guys have been in communication for the last 2.5 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I'm surprised, but not
shocked. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, well, that makes sense, I guess. But, yeah. All right. Well, yeah, a lot of women in my life were very upset with that episode. I just want to point out that they were imagine. Like,
Can we list them? Can I know who my, my not enemies list is, but who hates me?
No. I've been seeing a lovely gal, and she listened, and so that was not great for her.
Does
her
she hate
and
me?
No, not at all. As far as I'm concerned, I think that she probably is. You know, I'm just gonna leave it at that. There's no reason
she
for me to speculate.
She hasn't texted me since.
You might be onto something. So. Okay, great. Yeah, what else we got? Anyone mad at you in the?
There was all sorts of random stuff. There was stuff like I'm shipping Maria and Siege, which I don't know what that means.
It means it's a relationship.
Oh,
and so if you ship it, it means you guys should get together.
Oh, well, all right.
So if you were like, if you were down to date someone or to what's the one that the youth says, the situation
is it like
ship
standing?
Or whatever it is.
No, it's not standing or caping up for something like that.
No, it doesn't. We sound a millionaires old. It's fine.
I was just about to say. I'm having Greg explain what shipping to me is.
I know that is surprising, to be honest with you. I'm shocked.
I guess I kind of missed out on that one.
Yeah, but you would say like, yeah, like if you saw a gal that you thought was attractive, you might say like, oh, I'd ship it.
Oh, so like,
you might lock it down.
That's what the birthday cake in the fireworks factory was. Like, I can't remember exactly what the meeting was, but they were like, yeah, Siege is like an enjoyable birthday cake, something you love. And then all of a sudden in the middle of a fireworks factory that's going off or something, I can't remember exactly how they put it. Yeah.
All right.
Somebody even on the Discord was just like, yo, this person's funny. You should have him on the show more often. And I was like, yeah, Greg will love that.
Yeah, great.
So will everybody.
Maria was a good sport
yes.
and fun and a little overconfident about her participation in the pod. A little too much data that she brought along, right? It's not a tryout. It's a hangout, okay? Chill out. But also, thank you for being the only person to prepare for the show.
I was going to say, she prepared more than we did. She carried the second half.
kind of a giant mistake on her part, because that's not how we do things around here, but okay. Maria reached out to me the next morning. I was talking about something on the radio. This is gonna sound creepy how I set it up, but it's not. I said, like, I was doing, like, you know, did the Mariners win or something like that. I was like, of course a fire truck drives by as I'm doing this. Great. And I get a text right after that's like, actually, that was an ambulance. I was like, Well, okay. Her office happens to be like two buildings over from mine. And so she was driving into work at that time and happened to be listening and saw the emergency vehicle I was referencing or whatever. To my knowledge, she wasn't just waiting outside Batman style.
Standing outside Batgirl with a crossbow.
On the hotel across the street. Lining up her crosshairs on me.
On the window cleaning scaffolding directly across from your window.
Exactly. To my knowledge, God, I used to see awesome stuff at that hotel across, the Doing It Hotel, I would call it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot that was the same hotel.
That was all. I had to like close the blinds because I'd be too much to be like, we're going to see boobs today or what's going on? Like, what is this? I'm a bad person. It's fine. It's okay.
No, you're good. Perfect. It's perfect.
Anyway, yeah. So last week's episode, quite a disaster. I've been playing the Fallout game from it since. And so to that, I say, how dare you, Siege?
I'm surprised you haven't passed any of that along to me.
I think.
Why are you protecting me?
No, I'm not. I think primarily it's people not knowing how to reach out to me about it because it's like a sensitive subject. And so they're like lobbing like outrage my way, but like they don't want to actually confront it. They just want me to know that they're like paying attention, which is noble. And I appreciate you for doing that. I think it only hurt the feelings of like a few people. I think it made at least one person like real mad. And then everyone else, I hope you enjoyed it as much as the rest of the show did, because the look on your guys' faces was, man, I went back and watched a lot of video from it, which maybe we'll release at some point, but it was, I don't know if I have it in me to edit it, Siege. It's,
don't even edit it. Just give it to me.
No.
Give me the video. Give me the video, Greg.
Come on, come on. That's a big, there was a point in there that I don't know if anyone noticed it or not, but I did the voice change on Maria's voice.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I downshifted it to pitch shifted it down to like, because it was like, we could give her the witness protection voice. And then she was like, and I was like, okay. So, that was fun, but,
the witness protection voice.
Oh, dude, you just have that available. That's so cool.
Man.
So yeah.
I'm just a weirdo like that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway. It's when I make my calls in the middle of the night.
I really wish Brandon was here because I'd love his take on it. Like, Gravy, you have anything to add to this? Like, we never do this, but like, it's
inviting Gravy to speak. This is dangerous.
Gravy did something kind, and we'll see if I sell him out or not. Gravy, you have anything to say about this?
Oh, I was very concerned from the get-go.
The look on your face to me
was
like.
Shocked.
Yeah, shocked to say the least. You looked like you were in a horror movie on the front edge of your seat. You had both hands in your mouth.
I saw the black box pop up, you know, because when we're looking at this and I see a name and I go, Siege. Because the thing that he doesn't usually do is remind us every hour and a half how many minutes until we're recording. But boy, for that whole weekend prior to our Monday night recording.
Yeah, what did I do, like 48 hours and 37 minutes until we're on?
Definitely kept a schedule.
You know, Brandon reacted very funny to it. He was very shocked by it, but I think it was funny.
Oh, that was another comment we got. Somebody said Brandon just being Brandon the entire time is exactly what tied the whole thing together.
He would just still go on his unrelated.
Yeah, like, it was perfect.
And we always let him do that, but this one time to
and then
be
you
like,
go, God damn it, shut up.
What are you doing? But yeah, it was funny because it just was like, more of a distraction for Brandon. It actually like got in the way of him being as awesome as he can be, because there was like another person he had to listen to before he could react to things. And so he did a great job, though, to be clear. I'm not being critical, but it felt like it was more of a burden for Brandon than a normal episode is.
Man, by the end of the episode, it was awesome. He was just kind of chilling, leaning back in the chair, like taking it all in. And it was amazing.
Yeah, same.
I thought it was an excellent performance on his part.
So anyway, that was the worst. If the show was fine, and everyone is fine, it seems like, but it was at the moment I was a heart attack and a half, I would say. So
I'm the only one leaving with enemies on this one, huh?
Well, I mean, I didn't do anything wrong. Gravy's not allowed to talk. And then there's Brandon. Like, it's like. He's the president of the HOA. Like, he doesn't care.
I love how we're all, but the thing, I'm just laughing because it's like, we're all chill in this. You know, we all understand. We're good. Yeah. And then people are just downright mad at me. And I'm like,
well, yeah, what you did was not cool for sure.
Yeah, just not cool at all.
Like poor innocent little old Gerg.
Why would anybody do that to their friend?
Who's like, certainly if you've spent any time listening, who's spent the last couple of years really going through it. And then like, well, this seems like he's doing a little bit better. Psych. Like,
what a terrible human being I am.
No, you're the best human being. What a terrible thing to do to somebody. That's I don't remember how I phrased it via text, but that's, I stand by the fact that it was a mean thing to do, but you're a great person. So
it was so much fun though.
I also, despite the fact that I had the worst time, I also had a fun time. I mean, I think the most positive I could feel about it, I did. So I don't know. All in all, it was pretty good. Okay, Siege, I have something to shock everybody with.
What?
This is, I don't think anyone's going to be ready for this. I need you to play the haiku review sound effect.
Oh.
Haiku review.
I saw a movie today. I don't remember the name of it. It's by Steven Spielberg. It's the Alien movie. It's brand
cool
new.
Cool Runnings.
No, it's like it's something day. It's Discovery Day or something like that. It's
the one in the actual movie theater. Right?
Yeah, I went to the movies.
Disclosure Day. You went to the movie. Wait a second. Disclosure Day.
I've seen it.
What?
Also, Cool Runnings. I've seen that one too.
What? Two films in one episode.
Here I am with my haiku review of Disclosure Day.
Amazing.
I spent the whole time trying to remember, is that Emily Blunt?
Haiku review!
Literally the whole time I was like, what's her name? That's the one that's married to Jim from The Office, right?
What's his name?
That's John Krasinski.
See, you remember that, but Emily
Blunt. I'm sexist, obviously. Listen, Emily Blunt, that's my type of lady. She's my type. But also I was like, Blunt seems too convenient. It's like the Matrix is messing with me. If her last name is actually Blunt. But yeah, so I spent literally the whole movie being like, I think her name is Emily Blunt, but I'm not sure. And so, I wanted to be like, hey, is that Jim's wife? No, it's not Pam, you idiot. No, in real life, his real life wife. But
his real life wife.
Turns out, I think it was, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Great. Yeah. So anyway, there you go. There's my review of Discovery Day.
That was great.
Thank you.
Disclosure Day. Disclosure Day.
Thank you.
Hey, wait.
Has Gerg seen a film?
Discovery Day.
Well, yes, if it's the one I think of, right. But I don't. Has anyone else seen Disclosure Day? Thank you.
I have not yet. I had it on my list to do this week.
Okay, well, I won't say anything then because I don't want to. I already said the part that's pertinent.
Did you? Well, I just want to know. Did you enjoy? I'm going to see it either way. Tuesday is discount day at the movie theater that I go to, and I have free passes. So
why use them on a discount day?
No. I get the free passes, and then the discount day comes along with all my free treats and whatnot.
Oh, snack day. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I had a good time at the movies.
Okay.
The last movie I saw in the theater, can you guess?
Independence Day.
You have a tattoo from the movie.
Oh, Godzilla Minus One.
That was the last film I saw in theaters. Can you guess with whom?
Oh, I know who. I know with whom.
Last week's guest, Maria.
I remember being like, go and see it, damn it. It's going to be gone.
Yep. I saw it twice in the theater. So that's,
and that's a lot for you.
Yeah,
did you see it once in black and white and once in color?
Correct.
Okay, cool. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway,
I saw that like at least, I know I saw it at least 8 times.
Yeah. I remember you being in the getting dangerously close to double digits. So
yeah, it was ridiculous. That was, I can't get over it. I watch it all the time. like probably once every couple of weeks.
Try explaining Godzilla Minus One to somebody who does not care about Godzilla movies.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really easy. It's like, it's, you know, like it's a Godzilla movie that Americans didn't ruin. And,
yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, that's probably the best synopsis ever. I was going to say OG Godzilla made today.
Now, I have a really good question of the week here in a minute, but we'll get to that here in a minute. I'm not quite ready yet for it. I want to talk about a new app that I found today via a message that Trouble on Four Paws. I can't remember what her handle is.
Whoa, is that a furry thing?
No, she's got two.
I know, I'm kidding.
Very specific dogs.
She's a very good friend of the show.
Yeah, exactly. And she sent that to me. She sent this thing to me. It's about this new app that I'm really interested in trying out, especially with the demographics of this program. And I think we should all sign up for Roost.app.
Roost.app.
It's for sending messages. It takes as long as it would take a carrier pigeon to get to where you're sending it to.
Oh, my God.
And so it's like real pen pal stuff. I'll send you guys my code if you want to try it out or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There's some fun stuff about it, though. You don't have to just pick a carrier pigeon. You can pick all sorts of different birds, and they have stats.
Condor.
Okay. One of them is a wild turkey, and I feel like we need to send Brandon roost.app messages from a wild turkey.
The turkey finder section of the Discord.
What was it, like gobbler or something like that? Or?
Yeah, something like waddler.
Waddler.
W-A-D-L-R.
Do we have a version for gay turkeys? Is there like
I think that's the same one.
Fair. Like there's no distinction in this app.
All turkeys are gay. Is that what you're trying to say, Greg?
No, I'm saying that it's open to everybody. I'm saying that turkeys
it's
can be gay month. Or straight.
They can do what they want.
I am. Just as long as they deliver my messages to Brandon in a timely manner. So each bird that you choose, you get to start out by choosing four different birds, and each one has its own stats. And you can pet and play games with and train up your birds to go faster. And so, I think the carrier pigeon is the fastest of the birds. And then, like, for instance, I also picked the dark-eyed junco. And that only goes like 24 kilometers per hour as opposed to 80 goes the pigeon. And then everything
what?
In between, except for my favorite bird, the wizard bird is not included. I definitely made an ask for it though, because we need the wizard bird.
Do they have the black-faced Dacnus?
Maybe. I can look if you want me to, but it's I'm not going to since we're doing a show, but gravy's on it. It looks like he's making gravy face, so that's a funny
I was just wondering if they have a African swallow or a European swallow.
One of them, because someone made that joke, and the guy was very snarky about it in the comments on the thing. I'll send the video to everybody after the show, and then we can sign up for it, and then we can send each other roost.app messages. I think it's very funny, because you use your fastest bird to send it to Siege. And then you, if I'm sending one to Kent, Washington, where Gravy doesn't live, then I can send, my dark-eyed Junco, and it might get there in like an hour or so. How many kilometers away do you live from me, Gravy? You think 24? Probably a little more than 24 kilometers. Probably like 40.
I live almost 4,500 from you.
Is it 3,000 miles? Is that what it is?
Close. I think it's like 2,700 miles, something like that.
I mean,
so it's like 4,200 kilometers.
How many kilometers between Seattle and not San Francisco, obviously Miami. Know what I'm talking about. Not miles. I want kilometers. 5,300 kilometers.
What?
Yeah.
A lot of kilometers.
That's a 48-hour drive. That's wild. It's 3,200 miles, 3,299 miles between our two
cities. That's impossible. Really? From Seattle to Miami?
I don't know. That's what the Google machine said. We can't trust AI anymore, so it could be
that's
anything.
True.
But, yeah. So anyway, roost.app. Maybe I'll go on to our Discord and post our friend code or something like that so we can have a bunch of friends to send birds to.
So wait, if you send a bird to me,
Yeah.
Does that mean I hang on to that bird and can send it back to you?
You are so smart. Like, seriously, I'm very impressed because I didn't think about that. But once the bird gets to you, it joins your roost. Now you can.
Hell yeah.
There's a setting there where you can change it to have it automatically return. But if you want to, like, I don't know, make it more fun or something like that, then yeah, you let the bird stay with the other person and then you can send it back with a message or send me a different bird in exchange.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really insightful of you, dude. I think that's, I'm actually very impressed that, you would,
that I have a smart.
No, I know you're smart, but just that you would connect those dots that way, I think is pretty cool.
Listen, man, I was the highest IQ ever tested in the state of Florida until my brother was tested.
And then you became the
second highest IQ in the state of Florida. Yeah. You beat me by 2 points, but to be fair, when it gets to this level of high IQ, they're not really accurate anymore. So.
Did your mom bang the principal to get you into school and that's why they said that? A la Forrest Gump.
Yes. No, my mom actually signed papers for me to be tested by the CIA for psychic capabilities because my IQ was so high.
And Professor X, how did it go?
Well, look up the GATE program, GATE, and all that stuff that people have been saying, like on Reddit and stuff forever, that people suddenly are having memories that they're remembering stuff that happened when they were in elementary school. And I was like, yeah, I thought that was like kind of just part of the thing.
Mine all involve a priest.
Mine all involve a weird teacher that would blindfold me in a dark room and I would have to figure out puzzles and problems and do stuff with touch and do stuff with
this
my mind.
This one feels like a zipper.
Yeah. What is that? Is this one of those weird snake things?
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I have three different things to go over here, okay?
What?
I can't find one of them now, so that's awesome. Okay, I have something, just a note that's called Semen the Game.
Oh, nice.
I have Question of the Week, and when we come back, This Week in Dreams, next on Nerd Talk Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I've seen a couple things now, guys, I've seen the same thing a couple times in a couple different places. So being a podcast full of white guys, I feel like we should also do this because LOL. I saw this question asked. Gravy, you'll have to participate. I would have rather had Brandon. Sorry, Gravy, no offense. But
take offense.
You can... Well, it's said... anyway. You can... The question of the week...
Oh, I'm supposed to play that now?
Yeah. It's the week. You can add 3 inches to your life.
Oh.
You can split them up. You can add them wherever you want. Where are you putting them?
Oh, wow. This is
I've
a good
thought
question.
About this. My dick.
Yeah, I was going to say. I didn't think that you would have any question.
I'm already 6'5 and a half, everybody. I don't need to. Although it would be really funny to have like one really long finger.
I was going to say, can you take away inches from another place and add them to certain places? No, just three.
No, you got to add 3 inches.
Man, I've been really self-conscious since I broke my back and my neck because my height is, I was 6'1".
Yeah.
And I am now like 6 foot, maybe 5'11". I don't know. I'm somewhere around there and I can't, it changes. So I might put it on my height.
Sure. And your neck, maybe?
Yeah. I want my neck back.
I like neck back. I think that's a funny way of saying that.
Yeah. My neck, my back.
Gravy? Nipples?
Yeah. Exactly. I was
just one nipple, one green nipple. Thumbs.
You got 3 for each. Okay, oh, that's as far as I'm concerned.
I would go for height, though.
Yeah, I get that. Even though we're within the same amount of pumpkins and height from each other, I feel like that's a significant pumpkin difference, though. Like we're at the, I feel like we're at the opposite ends of the pumpkin.
You are
of the 5 pumpkin spectrum.
Gravy, I definitely split them 1.5 inch each on your thumbs.
No, I give them 3 of each. I want them to have f***ed up thumbs. Dude. <It's> like,
I mean, different fucked up thumbs than what he has right now.
To be fair, the joke stems back to us making fun of Gravy having thumbs that look like toes.
And he has so toe just, thumbs.
Yeah, so anyone that's... and then at Brandon's birthday last year, we went for pedicures and we signed Gravy up for a manicure.
Oh man,
that was fun. Like,
yeah, I'll never forget just him looking over his shoulder at us like, you sons of bitches.
I'd give you the bird, but they're doing my nails. Yeah,
but my fingers are currently being manicured.
When I do give you the bird, they're gonna look great, and then we're gonna laugh about turkeys for 2 straight hours. Let's go. Okay, so height says Gravy.
Neck says Siege.
Neck says Siege, and Wiener says Gerg. Okay, got it. I'd love it if you would participate, men or women. I don't like if you want an inch and a half extra nipples, I'm in. Or
is it
bust
just
size,
is it
or,
just length? I was gonna say because I mean, are you going for? Are you? You said Wiener. You didn't say whether it was length or girth.
No, I'm going girth, dog. You're making it weird. No, for. Gravy pats his microphone.
He stumped on it.
I think I would go 2 length, 1 girth. No, but then I wouldn't have girth anymore.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. I have to go girth for sure. I have
so 1.5 each.
Yeah, for All sure. Right. That'd be All amazing. Right. I'd be a great specimen if that was the case, as opposed to just like sort of disappointing, you know, like not like oh, but like not like oh, you know, just kind of like
be like oh,
all right,
like,
well.
Like oh, but with a question mark,
and then like it's like you do oral, and I'm like kind of gotta,
yeah, obviously,
it's the best. Anyway,
yes, it is.
So yeah, if you could chime in. That'd be super cool. Gravy, if you're on the Discord right now, if you could just put that into the question of the week. Thanks, I appreciate that. Brandon, also, I expect you to chime in because this is an important one. Next week, maybe Brandon can give
us
his answer.
You should ask him right now. He's probably in the middle of like a family dinner or something.
Oh, yeah, or with a client. Either way.
Oh, yeah. Answer right now.
Okay, hold on. We'll do it. Hold on. I'm just going to write exactly what I have written down here. Okay, we'll see. Let's see here. Well, at Brandon, so he sees it, hopefully. I mean, he never sees anything.
Tell him, ask everyone
question of
the
week,
room.
Immediate response required. Also, ask everyone in the room. All right.
He's going to say something like big toe.
You can add 3 inches to your life. Sorry, everyone listening. Wherever...
Your typey sounds aren't as good as Brandon's.
Wherever you want, where you put in them can be split. Okay. We'll see if Brandon gets back to us. Good. Okay. So I'm already 6'4 and a 6'5 and a half, and so oh my god, I messed that up. I shouldn't have said that. I'm gonna catch hell. 6'5 and a half. So we're going wiener, girth still. Siege says neck, and Gravy says height. Okay, great. This is amazing. I'm really into this. Okay, so I found this a couple weeks ago, and we haven't had a chance to get to it, but there is a dude, I'm going to send it to you, who was playing a game.
Uh-oh.
And the game is getting, this is a game you can get on Steam, okay? It is from the point of ejaculation, getting your sperm through a human to an egg to then fertilize the egg and make a human.
Shall we play a game?
I would love to play a game. Now, this show could also sometimes be called the Dead Inside Dad's Game, right? However, we've all had life inside, well, mom's
wait,
game.
Wait, I was going to say, wait a second. What kind of life have you had inside of you?
Or created life inside of another human or whatever. This game looks incredible. I don't know how to describe it other than you can get certain power-ups and
there's... Are you allowed to play if you've had the snip?
Yes, you're allowed to play. It's a game. I'm allowed to play Call of Duty and I'm not going to join the army. Right? Maybe we shouldn't allow that. Only Gravy is playing the Call of Duty or whatever. But yeah,
what's the game called?
It's called this
Nut Runner.
It's called This Socks.
That's what this Socks.
It takes balls to make a game like this.
Somebody just busts into a sock. Uh-oh, game over.
Exactly. It makes me wonder, what are the unhinged games we could be Twitch streaming every week while we're doing this show? Because this is crazy. Have you guys seen the one where everyone's on an island and they're just dancing and then the volcano goes off and everyone has to flee the island? And every single time one of the scenarios that happens is somebody has a baby and the lava's coming for them. And so they jump and they throw the baby to the next person. And then the person who jumps lands in the lava. And the next person has to jump to catch the baby, but then is going to fall in lava. So they toss the baby to the next person, but then it doesn't make it to the next person. So the baby falls into the lava and the person trying to get the baby. It's just death after death after death by lava. It is possibly the best game ever created. I don't want babies to die. Don't get me
wrong. All of these games.
I don't. I'm anti-abortion, Siege. I don't want babies to die. I don't.
Republican Gerg.
I have
well,
no opinion
choice,
on the
Greg.
I have no opinion on the matter except for I support women's bodies. That's all I'm gonna say.
So do I.
So if you do you, ladies, because I'm not growing nothing inside. I don't have any.
Greg's not growing anything inside of him. I'll put some life in you, buddy.
Okay. Well, I guess we didn't need to talk about the semen game. That was more just a fun thing to bring up.
You see that article that I sent the group? It was probably a few minutes ago. It was Gravy asked me how many pumpkins the distance was. The guy got in a car wreck.
Wait, what? I didn't get this.
Yeah, I believe it was in the Secret Buttholes, Secret Centaur Buttholes chat, whichever one that one
is.
Wait,
is it
the
on
Instagram.
The... Instagram. I'm not on there. Hold on. Okay, I'll go to it while you... Okay, quiet, lady. We get it. You make porn. All right. That's so, enough of you. Sorry.
No, play it. Play it in the... Add it to your screen.
No, it's okay. Is it with... Holland? Is that what you're sending? You're talking about
No, is the guy who got in the car. So a guy got in a car accident, I don't know where. And apparently he hit so hard that his body ejaculated for him.
And man shot. Ejaculated 3 meters out of car after head-on crash, is the headline. Man, 32, ejaculated 3 meters out of a car after head-on collision with a farm fence. Top comment, I'm sorry, come again?
Uh, So my question of the week. First off, yes, it's about 9 pumpkins. But how far do you think you could? Is that, that's the game I want to play. Let's get in car accidents.
Well, I mean, if we're going to extrapolate this out to something that's practical, is it just standing like on your sidewalk to see how many sidewalk panels you can get it to go? Or what's the...
Yeah, let's all go outside. Stand against your front door and see how far it goes.
I live too close to a school to play this game.
Question of the week.
Question of the week.
Guys, do you know what makes the color of a chicken's egg the color that it is?
Radiation.
No. Thanks for playing, though. That's nice.
Corn.
What determines whether a chicken egg is brown versus white?
Doo-doo.
No. Now, I would not have guessed this because I've been shamed into thinking you have to buy brown eggs in order to be healthy, right? Like, it's a more of a natural color. If you buy white sugar, it's been processed and bleached and stuff like that. So obviously, if it's a white egg, it's holding down, I mean, it's holding you down or whatever, right? It turns out that the natural color of a chicken egg, the mineralized outer layer of eggshells, is made of calcium carbonate crystallized into calcite, which is naturally white. So a chicken egg will naturally be white. That's the default egg color. But they can come in other colors, obviously, because we see the brown eggs all the time. Can you guess, Siege can, I'm sure, what it is that makes that egg go from white to brown?
Sounds like colonizer talk to me.
It's not, but I...
White is the original color, and there are other colors, but they are lesser.
I don't know. Those blue ones are pretty sweet, dude.
Yeah, those are cool.
Blue or green. I saw there was a box of eggs that were just the blues, but they were $12 a box, and I was like, I'm on to you, big chicken.
My dad, big chicken. My dad, when we were kids, because every father has weird stories like this, except for Greg's. used to say that it was a Rhode Island red rooster that got the chicken pregnant. That's why they were red.
Oh, okay. Well, so, liar.
Good theory there. I know exactly right.
Dude, it turns out the explanation is super simple. The key deciding factor, says IFLScience.com, is a pigment called protoporphyrin 9. The name might be a bit alien, but the color shouldn't be. It's the same pigment that makes our blood red. That is a blood shell around the egg.
Hell yeah! Goth eggs!
It's the hen's uterus, or their shell gland, incorporates the pigment during the egg's formation, and how much pigment gets applied dictates how dark the egg comes out.
Dude.
So lots of pigment equals a very brown egg, just a little bit, and you're looking at a pale brown egg, obviously. That's how the degree of pigment works or whatever. But then there's
here for metal eggs.
Then there's other things that can happen that cause it to be green or blue, and these are just different genes that are incorporated when they're doing it. Yes, Gravy, love that you said metal eggs. That's great. But different genes can determine this. So it's a lot like eye color. But when you're looking at a chicken trying to determine what color eggs it's going to lay, you can't look at the eyes, obviously, because they're haunted and dead. You have to look at its cloaca size? No, you don't have to examine its chicken butthole.
You can go cloacal diving?
Can you guess how to determine what color a chicken is most likely, what color egg a chicken is most likely to lay?
You have to use your finger.
Be more specific.
Cloacal diving with a finger?
Blue. I see. Okay. No, you look at the chicken's earlobes.
What? I didn't even know chickens had ears.
Exactly my thought. Like, what are you talking about? Earlobes on a chicken. If they have, again, this is colonizer talk for you. Yeah. But if they have white earlobes, chances are that they will lay a white egg.
Wow.
So if you are specifically trying to get white eggs, then make sure you get white earlobed chickens.
Man. What a racist chat.
Okay.
That's incredible to me. Like, I would have, I mean, first off, I don't know how to find a chicken earlobe. I don't know who spent enough time and or money studying that, like looking what comes out of its butt, and then let's compare it to its ears. I'm going to do that with you next time I see you, Craig.
Okay. It's not going to be good. Garbage in, garbage out. It's like I don't wish this upon anyone, but sure, if that's what you're into. Let's just say I would not be popular in Germany. Like, that's not. Or at least in their adult film world. Yeah.
Why are your earlobes so dark?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Siege, do you think, despite the fact that everyone says it hasn't happened, do you think humans have had sex in space?
Well, Russia has been up there, so yes. Russia's been up there.
As a human, even the most professional humans, you put someone in a room with someone else and you bump into each other every few minutes for, I don't know, a number of weeks. At some point, you're going to, I don't know, elbow against a nipple, and then the next thing you know, you're banging, right?
It's like Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know that reference.
What? Greg, hold on.
Who could have seen that coming?
The guys on Brokeback Mountain, probably.
If not, if they have eyes in the back of their head. No, I have not seen Brokeback Mountain.
Ah, it's a shame. I think you would really like it.
Gravy.
I think we covered this topic and when Artemis was going on back around the moon.
Well, we covered more space boners.
Well, we were specifically talking because there was one girl and like 3 guys.
Listen, absolutely. We have talked about people having sex in space before. That is,
I think that's been like an ongoing theme since the beginning of time.
Listen, exactly, for sure. We've like people have talked about sex a lot. I just to be clear, I'm an idiot. So like, I don't remember what we've talked about or what conclusions we came to.
I don't know what we talk about at the end of the show.
Try writing the show notes. It's impossible. I do the show, then I edit the show, and then I'm like, what the hell did we talk about? Like, I have no idea what to call it or what happened or anything. If I don't take thorough notes, you got to write down thumb and a chicken's butt in order for me to remember that that's what we should call this episode or whatever it is.
Cloacal fingering?
Oh, gross. That made it so much worse.
Yeah.
But not in the fun game way. It made it worse in like a I'm uncomfortable and need to go to church way.
It's for science.
It's for church science, I guess.
For church.
I don't know what that is.
What happened to you in church? That's like third church reference.
I hate it, man. Church is the worst. I saw a movie that talked about church today a lot. That's what happened.
Oh, really? It talked about church? Oh, man. Now I don't want to see it.
No. That has nothing to do with it. It's actually a giant waste of time when they talk about the church part. It's stupid.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it doesn't interfere with the movie at all. You're just like, come on, move along. sorry, no spoilers.
It's all good. It's all good.
But, the idea here, Gravy, is that while yes, we've talked about have people SpaceX, have sex in space because boners. I want to have sex Full stop.
Period.
And if I'm in space, yeah, obviously that's not going to change. But there are some mm-hmm. logistical challenges with that because, as they joke about, there was a, you can read about it at geekwire.com, but there was a panel in Seattle Ooh. This week where, I know
Drop
it's a legitimate
link,
source.
Buddy.
Yeah. What's that?
Drop the link, buddy.
I will. But there was like a, what do you call it when a bunch of, a panel, and it was with a bunch of space professional people, and they were talking about the logistics of how making
logistics
humans in
of
space.
Banging.
Yeah, I mean, really, they were like, they kind of made silly jokes about it. Like, if with every thrust you make, you end up on the other side of the room, and it's like, you know, Herculean
swing.
Efforts or whatever.
Come on, man. I know these answers.
Yeah, or a sleeping bag. Velcro to the wall, and like, let's go. But it is like, every, there's no, you know, the way that there's a lack of consistent, it's not a lack of gravity, it's the way that we interact with the gravity, because mm-hmm. we're flying away from the gravity all the time, so it feels like you're falling. The idea is that if you push off, then you, each body goes flying the opposite direction, so you have to like link up and have pretty short thrusts, and basically if you get the deed done too fast, you're gonna thrive in space.
Too fast?
Yeah, if you're off your SSRIs and you're
okay, because like every thrust is pushing you further away. So all you got to do, listen, this is, there's, you get one handful of this cheek and one handful of this cheek, and you just kind of get a good grip on there and just keep the quick slaps happening.
I feel like you're gonna need some like an elastic band around each other, probably. So that way, as you start to fly
Greg,
away.
Greg, you do karate. How is your core this week?
I'm just, you're talking about physics of Earth sex. And for like the, I feel like the.
Yeah, but see, you get, if you've got the two grips on the two cheeks, I'm talking like face to face, grips on cheeks.
I'm
Every
simulating.
Time you thrust and then you bounce back, you pull in with your arms again. So like, this is like full body workout. Yeah, I see you demonstrating. I see you working on it.
I'm just saying that you probably put some sort of strap around, not on, strap around you.
Pegasus?
And then, yeah, you bring your favorite.
Your favorite furry.
Yeah.
It's a watch. To hold you in place.
What is the cuck chair in space called? Like, what is that? Like,
just the pilot seat? Depends. The cuck, are we on the ISS?
The cuck handle? Just like, all right, I'm ready.
Here at the window.
It's called all the other astronauts
spacewalk.
Being like, what's going on?
Everybody's just in the same room. It's just like, you just have to deal with it.
So. It turns out, though, that space is really, I don't understand the science too much on it. I just kind of understand the idea behind this, that procreating in space does weird things to the gestation period. Like, we're not the period itself, but like to the actual development, the cuck station. Thank you, Griffey. but to the development in utero, right? It's because there's not the gravitational pull and it's not developing the same way, which I think is kind of BS because they're in a
giant baby
fluid sac anyway, but like it's there's no restraint, so it can just grow and grow and grow. That's a good point. In the book series The Expanse, they talk about how all the belters have bigger heads for that reason, because they're under less gravity and so they don't compress as much and stuff, and so it probably hurts the moms a little bit more or whatever, but
yeah.
Anyway, what they found was with mice, female mice, they would take them up into space and then they would bring them back down to Earth. They would have their babies and their babies would be fine. But then the next generation of babies would be all f***ed up because
what?
Of the change, some biological changes that happen and some markers that change. And it actually affects generations after the space travel happened, which I think is fascinating. And I want to know more. I don't want humans to have to go through that because I don't want anything bad for the babies. But also, it's like, you know, the idea is that if we're going to travel to other planets and to where there's less gravity all the time, if we go to Mars where there's a quarter gravity, or to the moon where there's like a sixth or a tenth as much gravity, that's going to have a significant effect on gestation, and then it's going to make weird people, which I'm kind of into, to be honest with you.
Go to most major urban metropolitan cities in America.
So the people, you know, Elon's trying to say that there's going to be a million people on the Mars by 2060 or whatever number he has. And that's obviously not going to happen because there's no way. He'll have $1 trillion, though, while he's doing it. But even if that happens, it'll be interesting to see how Martians will actually be like biologically different than Earthlings pretty quickly.
You think that maybe there's like, like there's water on Mars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a hint of an atmosphere that went away.
Yeah, there's like a tiny bit of atmosphere, yeah.
Do you think that maybe we were on Mars before and we ruined that planet and there was a space probe that shot down here with one man and one woman and that killed the dinosaurs, but yet was also Adam and Eve?
No.
Oh.
Great improv, Greg. Now, only because we know that the we know from space geology enough that Mars's landscape, it lost its water and its atmosphere, the livable part of both of those, like after a billion years of being there or something like that, while the Earth's continued much longer than that. And they both kind of developed around the same time, but Mars lost it a lot faster. And so,
yeah, because we ruined it before we jumped ship to Earth.
I just don't think that killing the dinosaurs part is, I have a harder time. Because the dinosaurs obviously weren't real, so it's
It's true. That's true. That's true.
So yeah, dinosaurs are birds. Dinosaur but have egg is bird. Bird's not real. So there you go. Science.
So
ow.
Technically, my theory could be correct.
Technically, it is correct.
Thank you. That's it. That's all I've ever wanted. I will never be heard from again.
All right. Okay, I said this on the radio today. I'll just say it again for you as just the dumb joke that I made on the air. But there was a study by scientists at University of Tokyo and the University of something else I've never heard of, where they were looking at when you get a group of people together, large enough to be a considerable group, let's say hundreds, if not more, they found that people tend to love to walk in one direction. Around the Earth, when you study people, they love walking counterclockwise. And I said, it's because of humanity's natural disposition to love NASCAR. Even thousands of years ago, they were just preparing themselves for Denny Hamlin.
Hell yeah.
That was the joke that certainly did not land on Nerd Talk today on the radio, but I went with anyway. So
No, it totally landed it. Just speaking of Tokyo, did you see what happened when Japan tied up the game against Netherlands? Have you been following the World Cup?
Absolutely, I have. I
have not missed a minute of it.
The big bummer today for fans around the world was Spain getting handled.
That wasn't a bummer, man. One of my best friends that I'm in a group chat with is from Cabo Verde, and he's actually in the Netherlands, and they have a giant population of people from Cabo Verde there. They were watching in the streets in Rotterdam, and it was yeah, it's crazy watching.
I get it.
It was like the Knicks won.
Spain is supposed to win the whole thing, though.
Yeah, I know.
And so, like, there's a lot of people who are very upset by that. I think it's awesome because I'm here for narrative, not for like the U.S. being incredible on Friday was awesome. I loved that. But like the first round is all about people playing, no one's comfortable playing on the same teams as each other, and it's about these individual moments or like when teams can get it sorted out in that first or second game. It's the teams that after, if you're lucky enough to play 4, 5, 6 games, like then you've gelled into like a cohesive competitive unit.
Yeah.
But right now there's still a bunch of upsets waiting to happen, and it's great.
Like how US Open Cup, they call them cup sets. I love that about with the expanded field, you've got so many of these minnows. Like you've got Curaçao.
Yeah.
Haiti, Cabo Verde, like all these little teams that you're not always expecting, like New Zealand's in there, and it's not just Australia. And so all these little guys are going to be making
but
those.
But not Italy.
Yeah, not Italy.
Idiots.
Stupid idiots.
I would have loved Italy to be there.
But anyway, so when Tokyo, or when Japan tied it up against the Netherlands, And in Tokyo, hundreds of people ran out into Shibuya Square, into the crosswalk, awesome. And were celebrating like crazy. But they did it for exactly 2 minutes. They got out of the street in time, so nobody stopped any traffic whatsoever.
Japanese are the best, dude.
It was insane.
Dude, I had the craziest thing happen. My like best childhood friend, we've stayed close forever. He was in my wedding, like all these things. And he moved to LA to be close to his parents. And that's great. He's like a professional cello player. I know this person is controversial, but he like did the score for Kanye West documentary on Netflix. Like he's like a successful kick-ass dude. And I just messaged him because something came up about an old band that we had been in together a million years ago. And I messaged him and I was like,
need to release that album.
I was like, how's LA, man? What's going on? And he was like, oh dude, I'm in Tokyo. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. How long are you there for? And he's like, hopefully a year. And I was like, what?
Awesome.
Like, I was like, how long have you been there? He's like, well, I got here in November and then I had to leave after 90 days because they make you leave. And then I came back in April and I got all the artist residency stuff sorted out. And so now I just live in Tokyo. I was like, you just abandoned your family and moved to Tokyo? And he was like, well, I don't like to say it like that, but yeah. And I was like, this is awesome. Oh, man, I want to abandon my family and move to Tokyo. That sounds great. But maybe we'll take a Nerd Talk Plus trip to Japan in the next year to go see him and for me to get a tattoo. And we're inviting John Manley because he wants to see baseball. So
hell yeah. There you go. Dude, I am so see, that's one of the things that I love when I travel is I love to go see sports.
Of course. It's just any event that you have a reason to get there for is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, exactly. And you get to see the people of a place enjoying the thing that they like is like, it's you can easily make connection. I made so many friends with middle-aged Japanese women who were screaming at fat guys doing sumo while I was there, that it was like, I became best friends with all these ladies and grannies and all these people because they're like there to let loose and enjoy their thing.
This is one of the things that I've loved the most about the World Cup so far is seeing like South Korea in Mexico.
Yeah.
Has been unbelievable. Unbelievable. But just all the different nations, all like the Scotland Japanese taking over Boston has been insane. So
could there have been a better city to put put Scotland into? No.
Man, it was great. They went to the Red Sox game and the night after, and they were I was watching clips of it, and during commercials, you know, in between innings, they always play certain songs. And so they had I Would Walk 500 Miles.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently Scotland sang it through like the entire next inning. And the announcers on the TV were just like, I can't believe they're still singing. That song ended like 5 minutes ago.
And what's the trend right now where people are ripping off their shirts? There's a term for it.
Oh, tarps off.
Yeah, tarps off. And so the Scots were tarps off and singing the Proclaimers. And it was, that's real silly stuff. There's another team that's in Boston that is also a drinking team, and it's like it feels real appropriate that they're both there at the same time, and I can't remember who it was, but it's the World Cup is incredible. The Japanese people being in Texas and being like burger, man. Steaks, barbecue, that's what we're here for.
They've been sending out notifications for like places like Chili's, like do not engage with the chips and salsa. It's all free. And then they just kept eating it. They were like, we can't eat our meal because we've eaten so much chips and salsa.
all of the ways that foreign people are enjoying American obesity is just the best.
Oh, like, it's insane. Well, American and Mexican. I haven't seen anything from Canada yet. Apparently, like, nobody likes anything in Canada, but
they're all just drunk on Labatt's or whatever. I'm proud of myself for having a Canada pull like that. All right.
That was great.
Well, it's been a show, that's for sure. I don't know how to really feel about much of this, but it's time for Too Long Didn't Listen, aka What Did We Learn This Week? Joining us, Just Gravy.
Yeah. Well, we did learn that Brandon's going to add his 3 inches to his sperm distance.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Siege is busy profusely.
Wait. Remember when he said a bunch of sperm or one giant sperm each time?
The swarm.
The swarm. What if it was 3 inches longer? Yeah, we're choosing four, Brandon. He gets one, like,
one 3-inch long sperm.
Three-inch longer.
All of them be 3 inches, then they'd just be like, just.
That's like a full-on, what do you call the goldfish when they're in the wild? It's like a full-on carp. That's the evolution of sperm.
It's, oh no.
Scarp.
Scarp.
Oh, wait, hold on. Come. Did he add to it? I didn't see that Brandon responded to the question.
Yeah.
Brandon said, 2 inches to length, one to girth. Good man. Better question. You can distribute everyone in your current body, but you have to take from other parts. No, we're not getting into that, Brandon. You can't ask follow-up. You can't dominate the show the way you do when you're not here, okay?
Just get here.
Sperm. How do you spell sperm? Sperm, S-P-W-O-R-M. But worm.
Okay, I got it. S-P-W-O-R-M.
Sperm plus three. There we go.
Well, CJ's busy. He's profusely apologizing to all the women who put him on their enemies list this week.
No, I'm not apologizing.
He wouldn't apologize to a single one of them.
Nope.
But Greg is developing a new app for furries. It sends messages at the speed of their animal. It's called Jiffer.
Okay. Ooh. I want an app that sends you a message from a furry.
Great.
Just send a furry to your house with a scroll, and then it stays there until you send it back.
Just lives with you in your tub.
Sits on the couch next to you.
See, just trying to f*** it.
I'm trying to. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.